Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
In the scriptural verses that precede our selected text for today, Jesus is in Capernaum and has just performed a notable miracle. Jesus is just leaving the house of Jairus, who was the ruler of the synagogue. Jairus had come to Jesus and asked him to come to his house and lay his hand on his daughter, who was at home sick unto death. After getting to the place where Jesus was and making his request known, some of Jairus's neighbors came and told him, "Don't trouble Jesus about coming to your house because your daughter is dead." Jesus replied to the news by telling Jairus, "Don't be afraid, but only believe." After arriving at Jairus's house and after putting out the people who were there mourning, Jesus raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. At verse 27, we're up to our text now. As Jesus left Jairus' house, as he went on from there, the Bible says two blind men followed him. Here in verse 27, we discover that there were two men who followed Jesus, at least we know from Jairus' house. These two men had a common condition. The Bible says that both men were blind. Now, the scriptural text also leads us to believe that these men were not always blind. Because the text tells us in verse 30 that their sight was restored. Now, to restore something means to bring back to a former state. So if their sight was restored, they must have been able to see at one time. Now, deacons, we don't know what caused their blindness. We are not told if their blindness was the result of some illness or the result of an accident, but all we are told is that both men were blind. And just like these two blind men suffered from the same condition identified as blindness, all of us here, all who are watching, all who are listening today, were born with a common condition called sin. The Bible says all. Turn to your neighbor and say all. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And since we all were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, you and I need to be careful how we deal with other folks' sin. But even though these two men suffered from a common condition, they had enough sense to join the Jesus crowd. The text tells us that they followed Jesus. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I am glad that even though I may suffer from the common condition of sin, Jesus still allows me to hang around and follow him. I know, New Providence, that I'm not perfect in my obedience to him. But I'm so glad that Jesus doesn't kick me out of his crowd and leave me to myself. He knows that if I follow him long enough, his action and ways have a way of making me a better person. The two blind men followed Jesus. And listen what they cried out. Have mercy on us. You hear what they said? They said, have mercy on us. Notice that the men did not cry out, have mercy on me. But they cried out, have mercy on us. These blind brothers, since they realized they shared a common condition, they both knew that they both needed the mercy of God. So they said, have mercy on us. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to spiritually hang around people who are concerned about us rather than themselves. We live in a time and day where people seem to only care about themselves. Am I right about it? But I discovered that if you truly want to receive the blessings and favor of God in your life, you must learn to celebrate the blessings that God brings in other folk life, knowing that your blessing is on the way. Not only did these two men have a common condition, but guess what? They persistently pursued after Jesus. That's verse 28. Now, we don't know when they joined the Jesus crowd, but they cried out to Jesus for mercy. But the text hints that though they cried out, Jesus kept on walking to his next destination. Now, Brother Kevin, Jesus' actions troubled me just a little bit, because I wrestled inwardly with the question, if these men are calling out to Jesus, why does he appear to ignore their cries? Why does Jesus seem at times to turn a deaf ear to I request. And guess what? This is the answer that was revealed to me. Sometimes God does not immediately respond to us in order to test our faith and our endurance. These blind men refused to retire their request and persistently pursued after Jesus. They were so persistent that they followed Jesus into a house where Jesus went into. Now, these guys didn't wait on an invitation to come into the house. They heard that Jesus went into the house, and they refused to let that stop them from getting to Jesus, because they knew that only Jesus had the power to do what they needed to do. And I want you to know this morning, I want to ask you this question. How persistent is your faith? Do you follow Jesus only for a while and then stop? What would have happened if these two blind men would have copped an attitude, gotten mad, and dropped out of the Jesus crowd because Jesus did not initially respond to their cry? I tell you what would have happened. They would have missed their miracle. They would have missed their deliverance, their breakthrough, and their salvation. And some of us have missed some of our miracles because we dropped out of the Jesus crowd because he did not respond when we thought he should. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't be a dropout. Be persistent. Not only did they have a common condition, and not only were they persistent in their pursuit of Jesus, these two blind men also maintained a confident confession. That's verse 28 too. Jesus says to the blind man, do you believe that I am able to do this? What did they cry out? Yes, Lord. We believe. They did not let their circumstances cause them to lose faith, but they maintained a confident confession. They did not allow their present condition to permanently handicap them. Though they were blind, they still believed that there was hope in Jesus, that they would receive their sight again. They continued to speak confidently about their belief in the power of God. They did not allow their circumstances, or they did not allow others, to stifle the power of a confident confession. And for some of us, we need to change the crowd that we hang around with Because some of our crowds are only negative. You know what I found out? I found out that negative people will drain you of your confident confession of Christ. I don't know about you, but I need people in my life that have a confident and positive outlook on Christ and life. I want and need people who remind me that God is not through with me yet. I need people to remind me that hanging their wood, the best is yet to come. I want some people who will remind me that God can do anything but fail. Do you want to be around folk like that? Well, as the result of these two blind men recognizing that they had a common condition and that they needed to persistently pursue after Jesus and maintain a confident confession, the Bible tells us, then Jesus touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. And the Bible says their sight was restored. And I'm so glad to know that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is still in the business of restoration. He can restore what the enemy has stolen from you. And guess what? He can also restore what you have given over to the enemy. Oh, y'all missed that. He restores what the enemy steals, and he can restore what you gave to the enemy. He is still redeeming life from destruction. He is still making sinners saints. After they received their healing, Jesus warned them sternly not to tell anybody. But when Jesus delivers you out of darkness, and when he saves your life from destruction, when he restores and turns your life around to the good, you can develop a case of the I can't help it. Anybody in here know about the I can't help it? There was a song that they used to sing in the old church that said, I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself, because what the Lord has done for me. They said, you should have been there when he saved my soul. You should have been there when he made me whole. And I don't know how you feel about it, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I have a case of the can't help it, because my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank him for saving me.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.